A friendly reminder that Mincha this afternoon is at 4:20 p.m. and Mishnayos learning this week is sponsored by Ilui Nishmas Golda Basar Rabbi Yisrael, and of course Mishnayos are sponsored by Ilui Nishmas Sarah Malka Basar Rabbi Yitzchak. We are learning Masechta Kelim. We are in Perek Lamed Mishnayos Beis and Gimel. We are in the penultimate day of Masechta Kelim. As Baklaria, if you have a looking glass, what's a looking glass? It's a mirror. So Torah, such a situation is a plain piece into a piece of glass, so it's Torah. However, but if you had a dish that has a lip that's able to hold things and you just use it as a mirror, right? So in such a situation, Torah. But if you started out using it as a mirror, so then it's Torah because it was never meant to have a base kibul. Tarvat shunosno ala shulchan, if you have a spoon on the table, right? So imakabel koshu tame, if it has a base kibul, if it can hold something, so then it's tame. Vimla Rabbi Akiva metame, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri metar. If not, so Rabbi Akiva says it's tame, right? Why is that? It has a base kibul, it's just never used that way. It doesn't hold anything, because it's Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, what do you mean? If it's flat, it's flat. Koshu nifkam rubo, what if you have a cup, a glass, right? And the majority is pugum, right? The majority is broken. So Torah, once the majority of the glass is broken, it's no longer tame. Nifkam bo shalosh berubo, if it's chipped with three chips around the majority of the rim of the circumference, so it's also tar. Reb Shimon comes along and he says, imafazer who has rov hamayim tar. If the cup leaks out majority of the water, so then it's going to be tar because it's no longer a glass anymore. Nike vaso bein bebatz bein bezefes tar. What if the glass got a hole and you repaired it with tin or with pitch? So in such a situation, it's Torah. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Bebatz, Tamei, Bezefes, Torah. It depends what your Rabbi Yossi says. It depends what you plugged it with. If you plugged it with tin, it's able to become Tamei. It's metal. If you plugged it with pitch, so that's not permanent. And in such a situation, it's going to be Torah. Because in the end of the day, what do we look at? We look at what is holding the glass together to determine whether it's going to be able to transmit Tuma or not. Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow we will complete Masechta Kelim and begin Masechta Olos when we meet again. Everyone have a fantastic day.